Hey everybody, thanks for having Highway Radio on, and please welcome critic Josh Bell.
Josh Bell hates everything!
Josh, you want to talk about motherless Brooklyn?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Okay, listen. I got something wrong with me. That's the first thing to know. I twitch and shout a lot. Makes me look like a damn freak show. Frank Minna, Private Eye.
Boys?
Frank. Frankly, frankly, Franco!
He's the one who taught me how to use my head, turn it into a strength. He gave me a place in this crappy world. Until I screwed up.
Does anybody know what Frank was into on this?
Do you have the first inkling how power works? Power is knowing that you can do whatever you want and not one person can stop you.
So what's going on with this?
What is going on with this? It's a detective story. It's kind of a noir-style detective-y thing set in the 1950s in New York City, starring and directed by and written by Edward Norton, based on a novel from 1999 by Jonathan Lethem. And I haven't read that book, but Edward Norton changes, I think, everything about it, including the setting. It was not, yeah. It was a book set in the 90s in the time that it was released, and he's moved it to the 50s. And he's added this whole storyline about the gentrification of New York City in the 1950s. He's a private eye, or really he's sort of an assistant private eye. Mm-hmm. And his boss, played by Bruce Willis, gets murdered. And he decides he's going to figure out who killed his boss slash friend. And he gets drawn into this web of conspiracies and corruption, led by Alec Baldwin as this city planner who's kind of pushing out lower income people in order to push through these projects, these municipal projects in New York City. So that stuff is, you know, maybe not as interesting as the murder mystery, but it all weaves together. It owes a lot definitely to Chinatown, for example. Mm-hmm. And Edward Norton is good as this sort of wannabe detective who is discounted because he has this mental disorder, as you can hear a bit in the trailer there. Right. And Gugu Mbatha-Raw plays sort of his love interest slash femme fatale slash fellow activist investigator, and they have some good chemistry. This movie is really long. It's 2.5 hours. It meanders. It's very convoluted by the end. But I think it has some good atmosphere and some decent sequences. And if you have not read the book and don't have an attachment to it, right, I think there's some entertainment value here. People who have read the book may be a little frustrated.
Sounds like it might be kind of okay, according to Josh Bell.
It is kind of okay, yes.
All right, how many stars?
I'm going to give it 3 out of 5 stars.
Not bad. Josh, how's the podcast going?
Podcast is going well. Awesome movie year. It's the podcast that I co-host with comedian Jason Harris. We take a look back at a different year in film history in each season, and we've been talking about the films of 2007. So you can check that out at awesomemovieyear.com or wherever you look for podcasts.
And there's always joshbellhateseverything.com. Thank you, Josh.
Thanks for having me.
Drive carefully. This is Highway Radio.